Yeah, a cracking renewal of the Tyestes Jace. Willie Mullins has monopolised the race over the last few years. It looks a very high-class renewal, and it's funny the way the Gold Cup picture is this season. You just never know. One of the horses that, if they come out and they win, they could end up being a Gold Cup contender or possibly an Aintree National contender. The ground is going to be pretty testing down there. Very good supporting card. Benny DeJew, Apples Jade, and presenting Percy look as if they're going to clash in the main supporting race, the Galmoy Hurdle. And to be honest with you, in terms of quality, that looks the better of the two races at the moment. But yeah, it's the one big day that Goran have over the course of the year, and hopefully it'll be well supported.
Willie Mullins is obviously somebody who knows this race well. He's from just up the road there, of course, and also had 7 victories in the Goffs Tyestes Chase, 5 in the last 10 years, so he's definitely one to watch. He's going to be led by Acapella Bourgeois, I believe. Which other of his horses do we need to watch out for?
Well, I suppose the way the weights are quite compressed, so it actually favours the horses at the top of the handicap. I suppose they're the class horses in the race, and even though they might look exposed, they don't look exposed in the context of a race like this. There's one horse I'd love to see running well, Summit Navios. He's run in the race before, doesn't probably quite see out 3 miles on very testing ground, but the forecast is supposed to be reasonably dry, and he's both owned and trained by Liam Burke, and he's been a real firm favourite of Liam's now for the last few years. I'd love, if anybody were to win the race, I'd love it to win it for Liam. The owner bred the horse and left it with Liam, and I'd imagine Johnny Burke will come over and ride him. As I said, he just probably doesn't see out the trip at this stage of his life, but it'd be great for a yard like Liam's now to win the race. But Tom Mullins, he's a couple of options in the race. I'd imagine, you know, he's going to be well represented, but it looks a quality renewal.
As a Wexford station, our attention will of course be on Paul Nolan. He has 3 entries in the race on Thursday. Discorama, probably the best of those. What chances does he have?
I think he's got a big, big chance. You know, he's going to get the trip. He'll relish conditions. He's a horse just out of his novice season. So undoubtedly he has a big, big chance. And Paul Holden's horse, Elmarie Holden's horse, expatriate. He was ran a really big race in a handicap chase there at Cheltenham not so long ago, wasn't beaten far. He's very good course form around Goran Park, not trained too far down the road as well. He's a contender as well, and I think it's been a good day for the Holdens. I think they're connected to the Ballyhale Shamrocks, and they sponsor the team, and I think they just won the All-Ireland Club Final, if I'm not mistaken, today.
Yeah, a big win for Ballyhale Shamrocks today, and those connections obviously looking for another big win on Thursday. But this race, it's really seen as one of those trials for the Gold Cup, and can we see any of the winners here going on to having big success in March?
Well, I suppose it's probably more likely to be a trial maybe for the Aintree National. The horses at the top of the handicap, they probably just lack a little bit of quality in terms of being Gold Cup horses. But in saying that, it wouldn't be a huge surprise if the horses at the top of the handicap, if they improved enough, that they might be contenders or might take their place in a race like that. But I would have thought the good staying handicap chase is the likes of an Irish National, which is now worth so much money. I think it's worth $500,000 now. And the Aintree National is worth a huge amount of money. I would have thought that whatever wins this race, they're almost certain to go for either of those two races. Obviously, if the horse comes out and bolts in, they'd have an engagement in the Gold Cup. They could go there. But I'd be surprised if there was a horse in the race that would be probably good enough to be a contender in the Gold Cup unless conditions were severe either way, unless it was either very quick but more so very, very testing ground. I would have thought the Aintree National, Irish National, you would have thought that they'd be the likely races for the winner, whoever the winner is going to be.
And finally there, Dave, it's only January of course, but 2020 is well underway. Is it going to be a good year for Irish trainers and jockeys?
It's going to be great. Willie Mullins' horses, they probably haven't quite sparked yet, but it's a long part of the season to go. But I suppose from a Wexford perspective, it's great to see Paul Nolan back in the big time now with a proper, definitely a grade 2 horse. Hopefully he'll develop into a grade 1 horse. That's latest exhibition. He'll go for the big 2 mile and 5 novice hurdle on the first day of the Dublin Racing Festival on Saturday week. He beat Andy Dufresne at Navan in the Monksfield Novice Hurdle. That form has worked out since. Andy Dufresne has since won a graded hurdle at Punchestown, and it's great for Jim Myrna, who both owns and bred the horse, a local Wexford man as well. And it's great for Paul now. He's one of the most popular trainers in the country by a country mile, and it's wonderful for him now to be involved and to have a horse good enough and hopefully he'll go to Leopardstown and represent him well. I would have thought that if he's going to run at Cheltenham, he could be an Albert Bartlett horse, he could be a 3 mile horse, but he'll go there, and certainly on Saturday week we'll know exactly how good he is. But he's clearly a very, very talented horse. He's right up there in terms of top of the league in terms of the staying novices that we've seen so far, and as I said, Paul's a terrific fella, great with his time, very, very popular trainer, and it'd be great if he turned up at Leopardstown and put up a big show on Saturday week.